I know that you're told, don't ask questions, just report, but you know that if you report suspicions, nothing much is going to happen. And, you know, teachers often tell me I reported and it's a waste of time. But if you can't pass sufficient information on, of course, it isn't a priority. And I think that, especially with young children, if they trust you sufficiently to give you hints that there's a problem or behave in a way that shows that it's a problem, it's a good thing to ask questions. And for example, if children are behaving sexually inappropriately, instead of showing your disgust, confusion, ask who showed you how to play that game. Where do you play? Who else is there? This behaviour spreads. I was asked to go to a school in the hills where it had started out with one or two children, and these were five-year-olds, and the teacher was going mad because this behaviour was so obnoxious, and it was just spreading and spreading and spreading. When there's a suspected victim, that old video that you may have seen called The Secret had the best example of questioning, where the teacher said, you know, I'm really concerned about you. You're really worried about something. Is it something or somebody? Is it at home or is it at school? Is it a secret? You never ask what the secret is. You ask who else knows the secret and what will happen if you tell. And what will happen if you tell will tell you whether it's serious or not.